We're on Samech Vav Amud Beis. The bottom. Ashkechan Tamid uPesach D'dachu Shabbos. It's so far established that both the Korban Tamid, which we learn from all the Shabbos v'Shabbato, Alo LaSatamid, is Docha Shabbos. And Pesach we learn from the Mawado, or from a Kal V'Chomer, or really from Mawado to Korban HaTamid, the Gzir Shoda, Mawado. Just like Tamid is Docha Shabbos, so too Pesach is. The Dochu Tuma Minolin. How do you know that the Korban Tamid and the Korban Pesach are Docha Tuma? Amrei ki hechi di yolif pesach mi tamid leinin Shabbos hachinami yolif tamid mi pesach leinin tumah. Just like we learn korban pesach from tamid, from the gzeres shavah, that it's docha Shabbos, so we learn the opposite, that just like korban pesach is docha tumah, so too korban tamid is docha tumah. U'pesach gufe min olin, how do you know korban pesach is docha tumah? Amrei Rabbi Yochanan da Amar Kra, ish ki et tamid lenefesh, ish nidcha lepesach sheni, Ben Sibor Nidoch in the Pesach Sheni. Torah says, Ish. Only individuals make Korban Pesach Sheni. And if Rove of the Tzibor were Tar, and a few people, a Miut, were Tameh, then the people who are Tameh make Pesach Sheni. Right? What's it called? But if Rove of the Tzibor is Tameh, then they make Korban Pesach Betuma. We'll see what second. It only applies to Tumas Meis. But if Rove of the Tzibor is Tamei Tumas Meis, then they make the Korban Pesach Betumah Tzdoche Tumah. Ve'ein Tzibur Nidoch LePesach Sheni La'avdi Betumah. Omer Le'er Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Rav Yochanan, Eima Ish Nidcha LePesach Sheni, Tzibur Leslu Takanta, Lo BePesach Rishon, LePesach Sheni. Maybe not. Maybe the limud is not that Ish is Nidcha to Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur doesn't have to wait till Pesach Sheni, they do Pesach Rishon Betumah. Maybe the limud is the opposite. Only Yochid is Nidcha to Pesach Sheni. But if the Tzibor is Tameh, they don't bring Korban Pesach Rishon, it's not Docha Tumah, and they also don't bring Pesach Sheni. They don't have any Takana. There's no Eitzah. Only a Yochid, the Torah gave him a second chance. But a Tzibor not. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. As we know that there's a difference between Yochid and Tzibor, why do you assume the difference is that a Yachid brings Pesach Sheni, and a Tzibor brings even Pesach Rishon Betuma? Maybe a Yachid brings Pesach Sheni, and a Tzibor doesn't do either one. Elom Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Mehacha. So you can't learn from there. So where do you learn from? Vayishalchum in Amachane kol tzarua v'chol zor v'chol tomei l'nefesh. Torah says that you have to send out of the Machane a metzora, a zor, and a tomei nes. Yomar Tmei Mesim, Val Yomar Zovim Mitzuroi. Let it just say to send out of the Machane Tmei Mesim. Because they're the least, what's it called, level of Tumah. A Mitzorah and a Zov are more Chomer than a Tmei Mes. Later on the Gemara is discussed, not today, tomorrow, probably, on Sunday, we'll learn the Chumras of one over the other. But in any case, a Tmei Mes is the least Chomer. So let it say Tmei Mes, and if I know, the Al Yomer Zavim Mitzori, Vani Yomer, in Tmei Mesim Mishtachim Zavim Mitzori Mekoshke, if you have to send a Tmei Mes out of the Machane, then surely a, what's it called, a Zav and a Mitzori have to go out. Okay, they are not allowed in Machane, whichever Machane we'll see, that's what we're going to say. The different Machanos. And different Tmeim are allowed in different Machanos. Okay, Rashi, the Tachutum, and all in Hoel, Moad, Lo Mashma. Since we're not learning for the mashmos of Moadal, that you do it no matter what, so we have to have a pasuk to tell me specifically that it's Docha Shabbos. That we learn from the Tamid. That it says, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, Alo Lasa Tamid. And now that it says Moadal by Tamid, and it says Moadal by Pesach, we have a Gzeres Shoveh, the same halacha that applies by Tamid, applies by Pesach. But that's only Shabbos. How do you know Tumah? Vanan Kaimel under Dochu Tumah, the case it's Solon. Pesach Ikri Korban Tzibor, Dasi B'Knufya, B'Idach Pirkin. And later on, we know that Korban Pesach, what's it called, the Tzibor is Docha Tumah. It's a Korban Tzibor, just like every Korban Tzibor is a Tumah Hutra of a Tzibor. So Korban Pesach is no exception. If most people are Tameh, then you bring the Korban B'Tumah. So how do you know that? Zavin and Mutzorayim, chamurim mitmei mesim. A zog and a mitzor is more chomer than a tamei mes. Why? Sorry, tuma yotza aleya migufan. Because the tuma comes from their body. Mashiach, a tamei mes got tuma from something else. El al korcha ki yitzrich zog mitzor, ala hechadein tamei mes mishtaveach yitzrich. Must be that if it said, you send these three out, and it would be enough just to tell me one, and I know for sure the other two, that they're being sent to different places. There's a place where a tamei mes is allowed to be, and a zav and a mitzor is not allowed to be. Ela yesh l'chashoa, shezavin mutzoroi mishtalchin, the ein tamei mes mishtalchin. So we're going to first know we're going to learn the pasuk like this. Why did it say tamei mes and zavin and mitzoroyim? It should have just said tamei mes, and I'd make a kavachomer that if you have to send a tamei mes out of the machane, surely a zav and a mitzor. So why did it say zav and mitzor? To tell me that there are times when the Zav and Mitzorah are sent out and a Tomei Mes isn't. They say, Uzeh, Pesach HaBobetuma. When a Pesach HaBobetuma, only a Tomei Mes brings the Korban, and the Zav and Mitzorayim, we'll see later on, either they bring Pesach Sheni, they don't bring any Korban. They can't bring Pesach Rishon, and they don't bring Pesach Sheni because the Tzibur already did Korban Pesach what's it called? We'll see what happens. But in any case, the Zavin and Mitzorayim have to be sent out, meaning they can't make Pesach Rishon, and Tomei Mes can. That's why it had to mention all of them. Rashi, Eliyesh v'chashosh, Zavin and Mitzorayim mishtalchim min ha'azorah. There's a time when you send out a Zav and a Mitzorah, but you don't send out a Tomei Mes. U'tmei Mes and Nichnosim u'tolcho. Where is that? Well, according to Pesach, comes Betumah. Where most of the Tzibur are Tmei Mesim, they stay in the Azor and make the Korban, and the Zavin and Mitzorayim are sent out. Betuma, Kisharov Tzibur Tmei Mes, Osin Pesach Betuma. The Zavin and Mitzorayim Shveni Dachim. But the Zav and the Mitzorah, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Mitzorah Chom Mizav. A Mitzorah is more Chomer than a Zav. Later on, the Gemara explained why a Mitzorah is more Chomer than a Zav. A Zav and a Mitzorah more chomer than Tomei Mes, because their Tuma emanates from their bodies. Mashenkin and a Tomei Mes. But why is a Mitzorah more chomer than a Zav? That the Gemara will speak about later. Pesach about Betuma. Omer Abayi, Hochi, Lema, Nomi, if that's the case, then say the following. Yomar Zav, Utmei Mesim, Val Yomar Mitzorah. Let it only say Zav and Tomei Mes and leave out Mitzorah. Right? We still didn't. We explained the pasuk why you need Zav and Mitzorah and Tomei Mes isn't enough. But why isn't Zav and Tomei Mes enough? If that's shot in the pasuk, then it's coming to tell me that there's a time when a Tomei Mes can be in the Azorah and a Zav and a Mitzorah not, then we have the same question on the pasuk. Why did it have to say Zav, Tomei Mes and Mitzorah? Just say Tomei Mes and Zav, and I'll know there's a time that a Tomei Mes is not sent out and a Zav is. Why not say Mitzorah? And Kolshkein, a Mitzorah is sent out. The Al Yomer Mitzorah. Then the Yomer Zav Mishtaleach Mitzorah Kolshkein. If you have to send a Zav out of the Azorah, surely you have to send the Mitzorah. Eliyesh L'chashosh Mitzorah Mishtalchen Dein Zav and Tomei Mes and Mishtalchen. Right, Eli, what are you going to tell me? You're going to learn the pasuk the same way you learned it before. There's a time when you send away a Mitzorah, but a Zav and a Tomei Mes can stay in the Azorah. They say, Pesach HaBobetuma. Right? And you're going to tell me that applies to Pesach HaBobetuma, because now the limud has to be the same limud, except now we're including a Zav together with Tomei Mes. Because if you wouldn't include the Zav, why does it have to say Tomei Mes and Zav and Mitzorah, leave out the Mitzorah and offer a kosher cake? Ella might teach me this limud. The chitema hachinami, and you'll say enichinami, that and by korban pesach avod the tumah, not only do Tomei Mes make it, but even Zavim, just the Mitzorah not, vasnan pesach avod the tumah, lo yochli menu Zavim the Zavos, nidos the Yoldos. Right? A Zav, the Zava, nida, Yolda, they don't eat from a korban pesach shabod the tumah. They're nidchet to Pesach Sheni. Only a Tomei Mes. The Imachlu Peturim. But if they did eat, they're potter. That thing we'll discuss why they're potter. Matthew. So therefore, you can't learn from this pasuk. That can't be the pshat. Elam Rabbi La'olam Mikra Kama. Where do we know that Pesach is Dolcha Tumah from the first pasuk? Im Kein Nichto Brachmana, and what's the problem? It says Ish Ish. Only a Yochid is Nidcha to Pesach Sheni, but not a Tzibur. So we said maybe that means not that the Tzibur makes Pesach Rishon when they're Tomei. Maybe it means that the Tzibur doesn't do anything. Not Pesach Rishon and not Pesach Sheni. He says that's the pshat, that a Tzibur doesn't do either one. Im Kein Nichto Brachmana Ish Ish Ki Yet Tomei. L'nefesh l'omali. Let's just say whenever somebody's tamei, right, then an individual, no matter what tuma, is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But if it's a tzibor, forget it. He doesn't bring anything. That will be enough. We just said, what's it called? Tiyat tamei. Any tuma. L'nefesh l'omali. Why specifically mention l'nefesh? The chi tema. Now, one second. And therefore, since it said l'nefesh, it comes to separate tmei mesim, tamei l'nefesh, to other Tmeim, right? So if nobody would ever bring the Korban Pesach Rishon Betuma, then why the Machalot between Tomei LeNefesh, that only there a Yochid doesn't bring, Mashma Tzibur does bring. And other Tmeim, even the Tzibur you don't bring. But if it's not that, but it's a Chumrah, and nobody ever brings Pesach Rishon Betuma, then don't say LeNefesh. All Tumas are the same. A Yochid is Nidcha, and a Tzibur is not Nidcha, he never brings anything. Right? Maybe no. Maybe the word lenefesh comes to teach me something else. Hatomei meisu denidcha lepesach sheni, aval shar tmeim lo. Right? That only a tomei meis is nidcha to pesach sheni. In other words, by a yachid, not by a tzibur. You have a yachid who's tomei. If he's tomei meis, he brings pesach sheni. If he's not tomei meis, he's some other tuma, he doesn't bring pesach sheni. Pesach sheni is only for tomei meisim. But Tanya, Yochel lo you osim Pesach Sheni al Tmei Mesim. But Bryce is the fair side. I might think that's only Tmei Mesim that bring Pesach Sheni because it is pasuk Ish Ish Ki Yatomi LeNefesh. The Shohayu B'Derech Rechoka or B'Derech Rechoka, which the Torah mentions. Oh, B'Derech Rechoka. Zavin Mitzorayin Bo Alei Nidos Menayim. How do you know that a Zav a Mitzora also is Nidche to Pesach Sheni as a Yochid? Talmud Lomar Ish Ish, right? Anybody. So a ribui. Ish ish. Any tummy. So where it says Lenefesh to Kosarak one of us. So if that's the case, why does it say Lenefesh? If it's to tell me that only a tummy mace as a yachid brings Pesach Sheni, it's not true. Everybody brings Pesach Sheni. If they're tummy Pesach Rishon, they bring Pesach Sheni. Right? Elamai must be come to tell me that Pesach Rishon, even a tummy mace, only doesn't bring it if he's a yachid. But if he's a tzibur, he does bring it. Elohachi kamer ish nitcha lepesach sheni. The ain't tzibur nitcha lepesach sheni. Ela avdi betuma. The chiyavdi tzibur betuma. But tamei meis of a shar tumas lo avdi. So it must be the limud is that only individuals who are tamei, any kind of tuma, right? As long as they're the minority, they make pesach sheni. They don't make pesach rishon. But a tamei meis, if the rove of Klal Yisrael are tamei meis, then they bring pesach rishon. That's why it says Tomei LeNefesh. And it can't be to be Machmer, you don't bring anything, because if it's anything, don't mention Tomei LeNefesh. Everybody's the same. You don't bring anything. Okay, Rashi. Lo yochlu mimenu, dechi vaikinan ish nidcha, ve'en tzibur nidchin. That which we learned, that only an individual is nidcha to Pesach Sheni, but not a whole tzibur, the Tomei Nefesh hu vaikinan. That's only by a Tomei Meis. They got the ish ki atomei loksiva l'nefesh. Because when that pasuk says ish ki atomei, it says tomei l'nefesh. Uvididah daikinan ish velo tzibur. And that's what we say, dafka, an individual, but not the rov tzibur. Al mehosom yoleth, dimu v'yishol, chukad reish lok, is zav nami l'shtri. Right? It has to be learned from that pasuk, and not the pasuk of v'yishol chumana machaneh, because if we learn from the Yishalchum and Amachaneh, it should come out that a Zav also makes Korban Pesach, but if Rov, Klal Yisrael, be Zavim, you also bring Korban Pesach, and that's not true. Ela Olam Mikra Kamu, Kedaikinon, Ish Nidcha Vein Tzibur Nidcha. Right? And we learn only an Ish, an individual's Nidcha to Pesach Sheni, but the Tzibur are not Nidcha, and they bring Pesach Rishon Betuma. with the Kashiloch Emet Tzibur Klala, maybe no, the limud is that only an Ish goes makes Pesach Sheni. But if the Tzibur's Tomei, they don't bring not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. In Kain, the Diyuka, me Matinon Tzibur, me Hai Dino, the Chumran Matinon, if the limud is a Chumra, that the Tzibur doesn't bring either, not a Kula, but the Tzibur brings Betumah, La Pesach Rishon, Lamai Hilchus, the Kos of the Nefesh, Lamute Zavin Mitzorayim. Why do you need Lenefesh to exclude Zavin Mitzorim? What are you excluding them from? Lichtov Tumas Tam, the Nishnam, the Chol Tumas Yochid Neid Chalasheni, the Tzibur Leslu Chaganta. If the halacha is that a Tzibur doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, nor Pesach Sheni, then why do you have to say Tomei Lenefesh? There's no difference between Tumas Meis and other Tumas. All Tumas are the same. If you're a Yochid, you wait till Pesach Sheni. If you're a Tzibur, then you don't bring either one. Must be the word lanefesh comes to exclude them, to be machmer on them. They don't bring Pesach Rishon Betuma if it's Rov Tzibur, right? Doesn't make a difference Yachid or Tzibur by them. But Tomei lanefesh, only a Yachid doesn't bring Korban Rishon, Pesach Rishon. But a Tzibur brings Pesach Rishon. The Ila Gabi Tzibur lo machmiru alayu, ulamemer de betumas nesu de ein Tzibur nidchin, ela osin pischeim betuma. Av betuma ziba vitzaras, afilu Tzibur nomi nidchin, le gabi man machmir alayu. If that's not the pshat, right, that we're being machmir on them, more than on Tomei Meis. Tomei Meis is an exception that's kula, then what are we machmir? If Tomei Meis doesn't bring Korban Pesach Rishon, Betuma, Betzibur, then the halach is the same by Zav, Mitzora, and Tomei Meis. The Chitema Legabe Yochid Machmer Alayu. The Kamer Tomei Nefesh would the Islay Tashlumin Lesheni. Aval Zav, Mitzora, Afilu Nitra Besheni, Leslay Takanta Beteshlumin. And if you'll say no, but the Pasuk is telling like this, only a person who's Tomei Meis, if he's a Yochid, is Nitra the Pesach Sheni. But a person who is Tomei, Mitzora, Zav, Pesach Rishon, doesn't have any takana, he can't bring Pesach Sheni. That's the pshat in the pasuk. That's the difference between Tomei Meis and Zav and Mitzora. But Tanya, that's not true. Yachalo Yuchayom the Pesach Sheni of Tomei Nefesh. I might think that, but it's not true. Every Tomei, if he's a Yachid, if he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, brings Pesach Sheni. It's not a din only by Tomei Meis, because it says Ish. Tamid Lomer, Ish, Kiyet Tomei. Mashma Kol Tumah. Any kind of tumor. May the Lok Sivla Nefesh Beresha. Inami Ish Ki Iga Bemes. Shema Minah. The Midrash Sheba Anfei Navshehu. Right? That each Ish should darshan separately. The Nefesh Lomeli. So why do you need what's it called the Nefesh? Al HaKorchach Miyuta the Tzibur La Kuleyosa. That which it says that a Tzibur is not Nidcha is not to be Machmer, they don't bring anything, but to be Mekel that they bring Pesach Rishon. The name of the Ein Nidachin Ala Osim Betuma. That's why it says lanefesh to tell me that kula that a tzibur brings pesach rishon betuma only applies to tumas meis. Okay. So that's how we know that korban pesach rishon is docha tuma, the tzibur. Amar Rav Chisda, mitzora shenichnas lifnimi chisasa, pater. So now the Gemara, the other pasuk by Yishalchu ben Amachanes, so why do you need Tomei Meis and Mitzor and Zav? Just say Tomei Meis on the Akav HaChomer to the other ones. So the Gemara will explain that each one has a different machane. Yishalchu ben Amachanes, that there's a separate machane that a Tomei Meis has to go out of, but he's allowed to be in a machane that a Zav is not allowed to be. And a Zav is allowed to be in a machana that a Mitzor is not allowed to be in. A Mitzor has to be sent from all three machana. What are the machanos? So the Azara is machana Shechina. That everybody can be. Not a Tomei Meis, not a Zav, and not a Mitzor. Then there's what's called machane Leviya. Machane Leviya is the whole Harabais. Right? In the Midbar, there was machane Leviya. That were round the Mishkan. So that Machne Leviya in the Beis HaMikdash was the whole Harabayis around the Mishkan, which was the Azor and the Heichal. That's like the Mishkan. The Harabayis was Machne Leviya, the people who were around the Mishkan. Machne Leviya, a Tomei Meis is allowed to be in Machne Leviya. We'll see, even a Meis is allowed to be in Machne Leviya. But a Mitzora and a Zav can't be on Harabayis. And a Mitzora can't even be in Yerushalayim. That's Machne Yisrael. That's like the rest of the Machne. A Mitzora had to be sent out of the Machne completely. Machne Yisrael is Yerushalayim. And but a Zav is allowed to be in Yerushalayim. So now they want to say the Mitzora shenichnas lifnim mimichtas so potter. What if Mitzora went into one of the Machnes he's not allowed to be in? He went into Yerushalayim. He's not allowed to be there. Right? He's potter. Shenemar. By Mitzor it says, Bodod Yeshe Michutz L'machne Moshav. Gave a mitzvah saseh, the way Rashi learns. A mitzvah saseh that he has to stay alone outside the machne. Since the mitzvah saseh, Hakosav Nisko Le'esei. We have a cloud, that when you have a lav, Hanitik Le'esei, so that the essay takes away the malchus from the lav. It's as if the Torah said, if you do this lav, here's what you should do. Right? Get out. Stay away. Not get malchus. The Torah told you what happens if you'll do the lav, do the essay. Right? Where do we have a lavanitic essay? If you take the mother bird, if you take the children, and don't send away the mother bird, so the Torah says, shaleach tishaleach sa'ei. Right? Make sure you send away the mother bird. If you took the children and you didn't send away the mother bird, the Torah says, send away the mother bird. That means that you don't get malchus for doing it. Right? It's a lavanitic essay. The Torah just said, send that bird away, that's what you have to do. Not to get malchus. If you took the babies and did the iser, now send away the mother. So the Torah told you what to do instead of telling you get an onish. This is, you should do this mitzvah saseh. So that's lavanitik leaseh. The Torah said, you steal, give back the thing you stole. I didn't say get malchus. What do you have to do? Give it back. So the essay takes away the lav, takes away the malchus. Same thing over here. If you, what's it called, end up going into a machne that you're not supposed to be a mitzora, so Torah said to him, bother Yeshiv, get out of there and go sit alone outside the machne. So it took it away from a malchus and it made it just that if you did it, go back and be mekayim the essay and get out of there. Rashi, listen michitza, so michitza shenesu likonishba. The Mitzora went into a machne zosher, which is all of it. The haino lifnim michomas kolor Yisrael. Any city that has a wall, he's not allowed to be in. He's not allowed to be in Yerushalayim or any other walled city. Kedomer lekamon, Mitzora mishtaleh achutz l'machne Yisrael. And the Svarim say that there's a difference between Bati Orichoma and Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is called machne Yisrael. Just like in the Midbar, Machne Yisrael was around Machne Leviyah. Wasn't somewhere else. But walled cities, Tveria is a walled city, right? There's no connection to the Mikdash. Right? It's a lot of space that separates between them. So there's two dinim in a Mitzora. One is Bodad Yeshev, Michutz L'mah. He has to be out of a city. That's any walled city. Then there's a second Havach of Yishalchum in a Machne, that he has to be sent out of the Machne because of Tumah. Right? That only applies to Yerushalayim. But he can't be in a walled city because, what's it called? That's how the Rambam learns. So he gets, what's it called? The Rambam holds that that there's a lav of, what's it called, by Yerushalayim, and there's only an essay of Bodad Yeshev by other Orichoma. Okay. Kedomer l'kamam mitzor mishtaleh chutz l'machne Yisrael. Pater mi malchus, and Rashi's mashma that that's a din of machne Yisrael. It's not because of Bodad Yeshev. Not like the Rambam. That every city that has a wall has a din of machne Yisrael. Not just Yerushalayim. Pater mi malchus, to lo yitamu es machaneim. There's a lav, lo yitamu es machaneim. The Rambam learns that lav only applies to Yerushalayim. Not to other Bater Yechumah. The essay applies to all other place. He has to be out of machne. That's called machane. But machane Yisrael, lo yitamu es machaneim, that's only Yerushalayim, according to the Rambam. And according to Rashi, it seems that applies equally to both. Nitkol essay, the alpha got the lav basar lav, basar lav, even though this essay isn't said immediately after the lav. Normally, Torah says a lav, and immediately after an essay, to tell me that the essay takes away the lav. But here, the lav and the essay are said in two different parshias. Right, even though it's not said one next to the other, it's clear that this essay takes away the lav. The kaimalon lav shenitik leessay ain't looking a lav. A lav that has an essay to correct the lav, that's what you do, and you don't get malchus. The Eilat Oni essay of Losase, it's just to tell me there's an essay in a Losase here. And not that the essay fixes up the Lav, HaKosav Be'asei Achrin is another essay. Ve'yishalchu min ha-machane. So there's already an essay. Send out of the machane. Why do you need another pasuk? Badad Yeshev mechutz l'machane. Must be the Badad Yeshev is coming to correct the Lav. And this is just to give Stam another essay. Avazav in utmei meisim lo nitkul essay. By Azav in utmei meis, it just says Ve'yishalchu min ha-machane. That's a separate essay. That's not an essay that fixes up the Lav. Here, the essay fixes up the Lav. So the Tzorah doesn't get Malkus, and a Zav, and a Tamei Meis, who go into the place they're not allowed to be, get Malkus. The Apple got the essay Yisera, Ksivi, even though it's an extra essay, called Chad V'Chad V'Milsei Midrash V'Sifri. Each one, the Sifri, learns for another halacha. V'Ol, the Baha'i Ksiv, Kol Yimei Asher HaNegabo, Mashme Kol Yom of Avodah Yeshiv. Torah is telling me that if he goes into a place he's not allowed to be, then what should he do? He is always has the halakha of going back and being bothered yeshiv. The essay is what's it called, is telling him, if you did this, then you always have a way of fixing it up, get out of there. Dim over v'nichnas yals v'yetzi, v'im bo'o mishachim. As if the Torah is saying, if you did the wrong thing, then what should happen? Don't get malchus, just get out of there. And that's enough. Kivashin and call your mother onis, a sanar, and sechus marcus. Call your mother about the hazir koi. Just like a person's ma'anis of the shula, so Allah says he has to marry her. So what's it called? So the Gemara says that what happens if he divorces her? She doesn't get malchus, he just has to remarry her. Right? Because the Torah gave a clawless essay that you should always marry her. Well, always marry her. You can only marry her once. Means even if you divorced her, marry her again. So the Torah is telling you, you don't get malchus if you divorced her, you marry her again. That's what you have to do. Okay. Eishte. Metzorah, so now we're going to ask a kasha on this, that Rav Chisda said, that a Metzorah who goes into Machne Yisrael, even though he's over a lav, doesn't get malchus, because there's another essay, Bodad Yeshev, that takes away the lav. Eishte. Mitzorah shenichnas lifnim mechitzaso biarboy, a mitzorah who went in to Machne Yisrael, right, went out of here, the place he's allowed to be, right, gets malchus. You see, Beferish says it's not true. That's not niskolei essay. You get malchus. Zavin v'zava shenichnas lifnim mechitzaso biarboy. A zav and a zava who went out of the place where they're allowed to be, they went into Machne Leviya, a zav and a zava, or in Machne Shechina. Right? They also get what's it called, the Malkus. The Tomei Meis mutterly konish l'machin l'viya. Right? And it, not only, but a Tomei Meis is allowed to be in Machin l'viya. He could be on Harabayas, a Tomei Meis. V'lo Tomei Meis bilvad, omru, el afilu meis atzmo. Even a Meis can be in Machin l'viya. Sh'ne'amar v'yikach Moshe's atzmos Yosef imo. Imo b'michitzasa. Moshe was allowed to take the Aron of Yosef in his own Machin. Right. The Esam here, the it says, Sadiqim are not Matami Bechlau. Right? Sadiqim are not Matami. Why was Yosef Matami? But in any case, Pashtus, Sadiqim are also Matami. It's not, doesn't mean that there's no Mamish, no Tumas Meis. In fact, it says that the people who were Tomei Nefesh by Pesach Sheni were the ones who were carrying Aromos for Yosef. So Yosef, for sure, was, for whatever reason, was Matami. So you see that what's it called, even a Metzora, who goes out of his mechitzah, is Chayiv Malkus. Tanoi. The Tanyan Rav Chisda holds like the Tanu, who holds that you don't get Malkus by a Metzora. By the other ones, yes, because there's no essay by the other ones. There's an essay by Yishalchum and Amachana, but that's not a Labanitik essay. But the essay of Bodad Yeshev is Labanitik essay. The Tanya, Bodad Yeshev, Levado Yeshev. Shavo Yutmei Macherim Yoshvi Mimo. A Metzora is in a place where only he has to be, and other Tmeim could be in a different place. He's the only one who has to be out of three machanos. But other Tmeim, even a Tamei Zav and Zava, could be in Machne Leviya. In Machne, what's it called? Machne Yisrael. Only a Metzora has to be out of Machne Yisrael. Yochad Yuzav and Tmeim, Mesim Ishtar from Machne Achas. I might think, though, that now the other two have the same halacha, a zav and a tamei mes. Only a metzora has to be outside of Machne Yisrael. A zav and a tamei mes could be in Machne Yisrael. But let's say a zav and a tamei mes, both of them can't be in Machne Leviya. Tamed lomar, but tam was machaneim. Litein machne lezeh, machne lezeh. Everybody has their own machne. Three separate machnos. Tamei mes is only also a machne shrina. Zav is tamei is not allowed even Machne Leviya. And a mitzvah is not allowed even in Machne Yisrael. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer ain't no tzorah. Rabbi Shimon says you don't need this limud. Harei Omer v'yishalchu min ha-machane kol tzorua v'kol zoh v'kol tomei l'nefesh. Right? If they all have the same machane, they're all being sent out of the same places, then yomar tomei meis, v'al yomar tomei zoh. Let it not say zoh, only tomei meis. V'ani omer tomei meisim ishtalchim zohim l'kol shekeim. Right? If a Tamei Meis has to be sent out of the Machaneh, surely a Zav has to be sent out of the same Machaneh. So why don't we need a Pasuk by Zav? Learn it from a Kal V'chomer, from Tamei Meis. Lama Nemar Zav, Li Teim Lo Machaneh Shia. Tells me Zav because there's a place where a Tamei Meis is allowed to be, and a Zav still has to be sent out. That's Machaneh Leviya. Tamei Meis can be in Machaneh Leviya, but a Zav not. The Yomer Zav and Yomer Mitzora, let it only say Zav. And Almoa Kavachomer, wherever a Zav isn't allowed to be, surely a Matzor is not allowed to be. So if a Zav can't be in Machne Leviya or in Machne Shrina, then neither can a Matzor. So why does that to say Matzor? Vani Omer Zav and Mishnah to Matzoroim Lakoshkein, Lama Nemer Matzor, Li Tein Lo Machne Shlishis. In order to tell me that there's a place where a Matzor can't be, that a Zav could be. Therefore, I had to say Matzor. To tell me that there's a place where a Matzor only can't be. But the Zav and the Tamei Meis could be, that's Machne Yisrael. Shuomer Badad Yeshev, so why does the Pasuk say Badad Yeshev by Metzorah? We learn from this Pasuk that a Metzorah can't be the Machne Yisrael. Why do I need another Pasuk, Badad Yeshev, to tell me that it has to be outside of Machne Yisrael? I already know it has to be out of Machne Yisrael. A course of Niskola Essay. Here it's coming to tell me that if he Taka went into Machne Yisrael, then what is his Takana? Get out of there. Not that he gets Malkus. That's a Nitlava Nitaglese. Rashi. Listening. Zav Mechitzoso Harabayis. A Zav can't go onto Harabayis. That's Machne Leviya. The also Likonish Machne Leviya Kidlakabon. Anybody who's two Mayotse Migufo, a Zav, a Balkari, can't be on Harabayis. That's why. It's been the Minig Israel for hundreds of years since Korban Habayis, where we don't have Afer, Paraduma, right, not to go onto Harabayis either, right, for a few reasons. One is, we're all Tmei Nesim, and we're not sure exactly where the Azara was. And the Tmei Nes is also in the Azara. And even if we know exactly where the Azara was, that only is Tmei Nes. A person who's a Zav or a Balkari, right, so he can't go even onto Harabayis. So, and he not only can't go to Harabayis, he has to go to the mikveh and have Harif Shemesh. And most people have no idea about all these things. So if you let people go up to Harabayis, because they're Tmei Mesim and Mutter there, but not to go in the place where the Azora is, inevitably people are going to go who didn't go to the mikveh or didn't wait till sunset, and you're going to have people in Mitamei Harabayis too. Right? Tmei, what's it called? Aside from the fact that even if you know exactly, and you, what's it called, know that you're not Tomei anything but Tumas Meis, still we're afraid that people will wander and end up being in the place where the Azora is, since there's no walls anymore up there. Right? It's all Hefker and just mosques, and we're not sure exactly where the Azora was, Klapi the mosque. So therefore, the Halacha is L'maisa, Kemat all Gedola Yisrael, except those that are more interested in nationalistic considerations and halachic considerations, hold it's also to go on Harabayis Bizman Hazeh, even if you know for sure that you're not Tomei Tumas Ziva or Tumas Keri, where the Ikra didn't be allowed up there, but we're afraid that you'll end up in the Azara, either because we don't know where the Azara was, or because you'll end up wandering there because there's no clear mechitzas. Kol ha-tmeyin, ein mishtalchin ele min ha-azor levad. All tmeyim are also in the Azora. chutz mizav u'balkeri, shemishtalchen af miharabayis. A zav and a balkeri are also even baharabayis, machin levia. U'metzora, and a metzora, mishtalayach af mimachin Yisrael, v'hanu kol ha'ir. And a metzora can't be anywhere in Yerushalayim, or, for that matter, any walled city. Machin levia kol harabayis chutz l'chomas v'azora. Imo Moshe Levi, Moshe was a Levi, and he could have taken Aaron Yosef with him in Machne Levia. Tanoihi, the Ika, Tana, the Lomaisi, Lakrova essay, and Lalite, Lomachne Shlishis. One Tana learns this pasuk just to tell me that he has a third Machane, and the other Tana says, no, the third Machane we know from the pasuk itself. And Badad Yeshev comes to be Menatik at Lesi. Shelo Yu Tmei Machem Yoshmini Mokigom Zavin Tmei Nesim. The sending out of Metzora is more chomer than the other. He has to be sent out farther than the other ones. So now I might think that, okay, a Metzora has to be sent out from a place where a Zav and a Tomei Nes can be. But a Zav and a Tomei Nes are equal. They can't be in the same place. Each one has his own machne. There's two other machnas. So a Tomei Nes is also in one of them, and a Zav is also in both of them. And what it says by Michutz LaMachane, Moshav above the Yeshev, is to add a third Machane to a Metzora. Eino Tzorich. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you don't need that limud. You don't need above the Yeshev to tell me a third Machane for a Metzora. I would learn all three Machanes from the Pasuk by Yishalchum in a Machane. Hai Michutz LaMachane, Lito Machane Shlishis Otzio. Dekula Mehosim Nafti. All of everything we learn from the Pasuk of what's it called, Vayishalchum and Amachne, right, call Metzora, v'chol Zov, v'chol Tomei l'Nefer. Because if they all had the same thing, just say Tomei Nes, and I'll know the other two. And if Tomei Nes and Zov are the same thing, just say those two, and I'll know Metzora from a Kavachomer. Now, Korach, Kul and Chamurim, Zemizeva, to Mosea. Di Kulu, Shavi, v'inyin Machne, Slichtov, Shiluach, Bekal, v'ano Yadam, v'koshkin, v'chomer, boy, Shiluach. If they're all equal where they have to be said, then just say the most less severe, and I'll know the more severe surely has to be sent away from that place. Mechsevinu kula, since the Torah said all three, Shema Minosh, Shiluch Shozeh, Loki Shiluch Shozeh. Right? The fact that it's what's it called, that it said all three, means that each one has a different dip. Zav lo koshke, mekami porach, my chumri de zav, mekami meis. Later on, the Gemara's next piece of the Gemara is going to discuss why a Zav is more calmer than a Tomei Nes, and why a Metzora is more calmer than a Zav.